Hi. Greetings of grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So how'd they do? Right. And I know for those that are on Facebook, it's hard to, I got you looking at a tree. Well, that's not so bad, better than looking at me. But I know it's hard to hear. But we recommend you always go to YouTube first. Facebook is nothing but a backup. YouTube has a direct camera, direct tie to all the microphones. That's really where we need to try to go. The children, and I don't like to call them all children, the young adults and children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they gave us a great message. In fact, there's really not a reason for me to come up here when I look at exactly how they delivered the message to you. They went right from God's prophecy all the way to the coming of Christ to the victory that has been won for each and every one of us through his death and resurrection. So even as Mark was praying and he spoke about Easter, he wasn't far off. Because to tell you the truth, this is all about Easter. It's all about that resurrection and that gift that God has given to each and every one of us. So the first thing I want to do is welcome you to Zion. I want to welcome everybody that's a guest here. It's awesome to see you. The fact that you would come out here to support your children, your grandchildren, whatever they may be, is great. This is really what they need. They need to be encouraged. They need to be shown that what they're doing is not just out of ritual or habit, but actually has a purpose, that we are here to celebrate the life of Christ Jesus, which in reality allows us to celebrate our lives. We are just so blessed. So we're blessed personally to have you here. But we are blessed as the children of God to have a victorious king that just gives everything for us. I'm going to read a short part of scripture. I'm not going to keep you here much longer than I have to. Generally, I think I'm funnier than I am, and I'm not that funny. Even when I do weddings, I ask the wedding party right away, when's the last time you've been to church? And they all look at me. I said, because my sermon will be dictated upon how long it's been since you've been in church. If you haven't been in church all year, you're going to get a doozy. They all generally say, well, I was there last week. Didn't say they were worshiping. They might have been driving through the parking lot, or like some people have a smoke in this one. But they're in church either way. So we're going to read from Isaiah, seeing that he was a great one to share the prophecy of the coming of Christ. I want to read from Isaiah chapter 12, and I'm only going to read four verses, verses 2 through 6. You can remain seated as this is an Old Testament reading. And we're going to read this in Jesus' name. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw the water from the wells of salvation, and you will say that in that day, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name and make it known his deeds among the peoples and proclaim his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known to all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O you inhabitants of Zion, for great is in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we ask that your word would be a strength to us, that we would find in this Christmas season the ability to trust you, the thankfulness to receive what you have offered, and Father, the spirit to move forward in and through what you have done. Give us your love, give us your strength, but receive our praise. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. Isaiah was a very powerful individual that spoke very strongly in favor, obviously, of God. He was a speaker for him. And he made it known to the children of Israel of how blessed they were and how precious they are in the sight of God. The message has not changed at all. It hasn't changed today. It didn't change yesterday. The message that we carry forth is that we are highly favored, we are extremely blessed, and God loves each and every one of us. That to me is immense. We live in a world that does not find a lot of value in people. We live in a time where often we question our own value when we look out there at the chaos that goes on around us. But we're here for 5 or 10 more minutes just to focus on the fact of who you are in Christ Jesus. What God has done for you. First and foremost, if you are blessed enough to come through these doors and to sit in a pew, I want you to stop for a moment and realize how blessed you are to have life. Life is precious. There's difficulty, there are struggles, no doubt about it. And we're going to go through some turmoil in our lives. But every day that the Lord gives us to be able to walk, talk, and take nourishment is a blessing from His hand. And Isaiah, he looks to this even corporately for the people of Israel. Everything that he speaks about in here, when he says you know, one of my former pastors used to always say, youpers got it right because they say you's guys. Because it's plural. We make up our own word. But this you in here is plural. He's talking about the whole nation of Israel. He's talking about the body of believers. And so today, when I say you, yes, it's very personal. That God loves you, but He loves all yous guys. All of us. And He loves them. Too many times we come to points in Christianity and we say, well, the church is so condemning, the church is so harsh, it's so brutal. Maybe human beings have messed things up. There's no doubt about that. I'm not even going to pretend that that's not real. We've messed up. But God has not. God loves you. And He desires for you to have peace and to have joy and to have a comfort and a strength that'll carry you through all of these difficult times. He loves you so much that He gives you victory even where sometimes we don't acknowledge it. He gives us blessing. And He gives us really the fortitude to enter out into a difficult world and to be bold, and to be joyful. So Isaiah says, I want you to look. Behold, he says, God is my salvation. There is no other. I don't find this ability anywhere else. I find it in Him and Him alone. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't come here really to appease a God. We don't come here to earn a righteousness by walking through doors. We come here because of what these young adults shared with us, that God so loved this world that He gave us His only Son. We come here to receive of His bounty and His blessings. We come here for peace. And we come here because we feel safe. And I pray that's why you come here. That you're not intimidated. Don't be. This is where we all belong. In the fellowship of our Lord, in the fellowship of one another, and encouragement. And some of us may turn around and say, well, you know, I don't really get here very often. Well, I just say come when you can. You don't have to come all the time. Come when you can because we are excited to receive each and every one of us, you as guys, each and every one of us. God is always willing. But the fact of it is, you don't have to come here just to have fellowship with the Lord. But we come together to have fellowship with the body in unity with one another to worship our Lord. Behold, God is my salvation. He's not trusting in anything else. He says, I will trust. He says, continually, I will trust. Because of who God is, because of the love that He has given us, because of this gift that these children shared with us, He says, I'm trusting. I'm trusting. Do we have this ability and are we also trusting in the same? Or are we second guessing ourselves? Well, you know, I really don't talk enough to Him, or, you know, I don't really do enough things for Him, or I'm really not that perfect. Well, guess what? Neither am I. Because it's not about me. And it's not about what you can do. It is about what He has done. And this is what Isaiah is saying. He says, now I know where my salvation comes from. It comes from God the Father and Him alone. He says, and I understand by this, I will continue to trust. And He says, and I don't have to live in fear. I will not be afraid. He says, because the Lord is my strength. And in reality, He is my joy. He is my song. He's the one to give me this speak. He's the one. to fill our mouths, to fill our hearts, and to give us this peace. I love how they walked through every phase of the coming of Christ. It's nothing new. I'm sure you've heard it before. But I'm going to ask you a question. Have you received it? God has given each and every one of us a beautiful gift. And this gift gives us a comfort and a peace that nothing can compare with. Have you received this gift from him? Isaiah did. And he speaks in behalf of the congregation. He speaks in the behalf of all of Israel. He says, really, he is my strength. He is my song. And he really has become my ultimate, my salvation. He says, and now because of this, with joy, he says, we can continue, because he says you, but it's plural. We can continue to draw water from what? The wells of salvation. And they don't go dry. We deal with a lot of wells in our life. We may not physically see it as a well, but we deal with places where we receive bounty. We deal with our financial wells. We deal with our physical wells for our bodies to continue. We deal with so many places where we draw from. And sometimes we find out our checkbook is empty, right? Because that well got dried up. Sometimes we find our health fails us and that well gets dried up. But the question is, during these times, where do we draw from? I don't know about you, but I definitely have been in, through my life where I've had a lot more month at the end of the money. Have you ever had that? I have. So where do we draw from? We draw from God. Because in reality, he is not just, say, a spiritual salvation. He is our sustenance upon this earth, where we receive all that we have need of. It doesn't mean that he's going to be our wishing well, but he is the well of our strength. What has been your strength in the last year? 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? Are we proud individuals? I am. I have a tendency to be proud of what I could work for, what I could do. But then we turn around and we look, even in this day and age, of down in Kentucky. Within no time, everything is wiped out. Then where do you draw from? I pray that we draw from the Lord. That we understand and know that he is our salvation, that he is our sustenance, and that we continue to draw water from his well of salvation. He says, in reality, he says, now when you turn around and you say in that day, he says, thank you, Lord. To turn around and offer praise and thanks. Have we thanked him for the bounty we've had? Have we thanked him? Father, thank you for these young adults that are willing to come up here and to share a gospel message. Maybe in their humanness, they're not really thrilled about it. But they still did it. Thank you for the teachers that have spent time to teach them. Thank you for those that wrote the whole program. Are we actually turning around and praising God? Thank you for the sustenance that I have today. And thank you for the home that I have received. And as I watch people struggling down south, thank you, Lord, that I have the ability to offer help to them. Because it's not just about me. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, the church is not just about me. The church is about all of us. And in a day and age where we wish for more direction and more insight and more positivity in our children's lives, what you all did today, coming here to support them, was immense. Because that's what they need. He says, give thanks to the Lord. And he says, and turn and call upon his name. Draw on that well. Draw on those needs. He says, and make known his deeds. How often are we so willing to talk about our deeds? What we have done. Good, bad, or otherwise. But he says, in reality, when you go through these moments, you go through these trials, you go through these successes, he says, speak about his deeds, what God has done, what God has done and continually does among his people. He says, and proclaim his name. Proclaim his name until it's exalted throughout all of the earth. Proclaim that name. He says, and live in this joy. You know, sometimes we, my congregation's sick of hearing me say it, but we live as though somebody licked all the frosting off our cake. You know, we do. It's like, oh. But do we see the joy? Do we see the love? Do we see the bounty? And do we sing praises to the Lord? Do we actually open our mouths and say, thank you, Father, for all that you have done? Thank you, Father. Yes, I have the ability to work upon this earth. Yes, I have the ability to obtain these things, but you have gifted me with that ability. Thank you. He's not just a part-time God. May we not be part-time Christians, but may we be bold to receive what he pours out and also be bold to proclaim what he gives and to praise his name. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done a glorious work. He does things gloriously. Let it be known throughout all of the earth. Shout and sing for joy. He says, all of you that live on Mount Zion. He's not talking about just Zion Lutheran Church here. That's not what he's saying. I'd like to think so because, you know, it's kind of cool. But he's talking about, in reality, all you believers. He says, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Well, today, I'm here to share with you, as the kids have shared, that great in your midst is Christ Jesus, who gives us life and gives it to us abundantly. Receive from him, even as he says, anyone that receives from him will never thirst again, because his wells have no bottom. They are continuously flowing with that water of life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we are blessed. We are thankful. And we are proclaiming it. God is so good. He truly is. This Christmas season, I pray that each and every one of you, that you spend time with your family and you spend time with your church family, wherever you may worship, and that you receive the Spirit of God to give you a comfort and a peace, that in no matter what's taking place around us in this chaotic world, that we would know our strength, our peace, our salvation comes from God the Father through Christ Jesus and him alone. And by that, we receive of the Holy Spirit to be strengthened, to enter out into a world, and to proclaim his name. We of all people are so blessed. We're immensely blessed. And today it was a blessing to hear from these young ones, and it is a blessing to look up here and see so many guests. I pray that you, our congregation, prays that you have a beautiful Christmas. May God be praised each and every day. In his name, amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We ask that you would just continue to give us strength and ability to face each and every day. Father, even as Mark has opened with prayer, there are so many that are hurting, so many that are dealing with medical issues, financial issues, spiritual battles, and even, Father, physical battles. Mental battles. We ask a power of your Holy Spirit to be poured upon each and every one that is in this room, everyone that is listening, and those that we worry about and pray about. Allow, Father, your strength to continue to encourage us and carry us. Allow us to find a peace and allow us to find thankfulness. But also, Father, allow us to love these children unconditionally as you have loved us. We thank you for their service. We thank you for their message. And we ask that if anything, Father, that that would penetrate our hearts, that we would be full of joy. Now, the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift his countenance upon us and give us everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.